Vanchakalpa, Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Vayevacha, Patit Pavan, Pavnebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 4, verse 33, translated and commented upon by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Yano gratatam bhajatam pada mulam. Yano grahatam bhajatam pada mulam. Ananam rupam bhagavan ananta. Ananam rupo bhagavan ananta. Nanami rupani chajanma karma bir. Nanami rupani chajanma karma bir. Vajesa mai. Vajesa mahayam paramam prasidato. Vajesa mahayam paramam prasidato. Yoit nu grahartam bhajatam padamalam. Ananam rupo bhagavata anantaha. Tanami rupani chajanma karma bir. Pachesa mayam paramam prasidatu.
Ladies,
Anama Rupa Bhagavan Anantaha.
Thank you. Yaha.
Who? The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Anugraha Artham.
To show his causeless mercy.
Bhajatam.
To the devotees who always render devotional service.
Padamulam.
To his transcendental lotus feet.
Anama.
With no material name.
Rupaha.
Or material form.
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Ananta,
unlimited, all-pervading, and eternally existing.
Nanami,
transcendental holy names.
Rupani,
his transcendental forms.
Cha,
also,
Janma Karma B,
with his transcendental birth and activities.
Bhaje,
manifest,
saha,
he,
mayam,
unto me,
paramaha,
the supreme,
prasidatu,
may he be merciful. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inconceivably opulent, who is devoid of all material names, forms, and pastimes, and who is all-pervading, is especially merciful to the devotees who worship his lotus feet. Thus he exhibits transcendental forms and names with his different pastimes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form is eternal and full of knowledge and bliss, be merciful to me. So let us say now responsively, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inconceivably opulent, who is devoid of all material names, forms and pastimes, and who is all-pervading, is especially merciful to the devotees who worship his lotus feet. Thus he exhibits transcendental forms and names with his different pastimes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form is eternal and full of knowledge and bliss, be merciful to me. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Can someone tell me what's going on in the corner up there? Purport. In regard to the significant word anama rupaha, Sri Sridhar Swami says, prakrita nama rupa rahitopi. The word anama, which means having no name, indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material name. Simply by chanting the name of Narayana to call his son, Ajamil attained salvation. This means that Narayan is not an ordinary mundane name. It is non-material. The word anama, therefore, indicates that the names of the Supreme Lord do not belong to this material world. The vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is not a material sound. And similarly, the form of the Lord and his appearance and activities are all non-material. To show his causeless mercy to the devotees as well as to the non-devotees, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears in this material world with names, forms, pastimes, all of which are transcendental. Unintelligent men who cannot understand this think that the names, forms, and pastimes are material, and therefore they deny that he has a name. Considered with scrutiny, the conclusion of non-devotees who say that God has no name, and that of devotees who know that his name is not material, are practically the same. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material name, form, birth, appearance, or disappearance, but nevertheless, he takes birth, janma, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 8. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swam adhistaya sambhavan yatma mayaya. Although the Lord is unborn, aja, and his body never undergoes material changes, he nevertheless appears as an incarnation, maintains himself always in his transcendental stage, Shuddhasattva. Thus he exhibits his transcendental forms, names, and activities. That is his special mercy towards the devotees. Others may continue merely arguing about whether the absolute truth has form or not, but when a devotee, by the grace of the Lord, sees the Lord personally, he becomes spiritually ecstatic. Unintelligent persons say that the Lord does nothing. Actually, he has nothing to do, but nevertheless, he has to do everything because without his sanction, no one can do anything. The unintelligent, however, cannot see how he is working and how the entire material nature is working under his direction. His different potencies work perfectly. Natasya karam karanam cha vidyate natat samas cha vyas dikas cha dirsya parasya shaktir vididaiva shruyate swabhaviki janma bala kriyacha, which is the Svesvatara Upanishad, chapter 6, verse 8. He has nothing to do personally, for since his potencies are perfect, everything is immediately done by his will. Persons to whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not revealed cannot see how he is working, and therefore they think that even if there is a God, he has nothing to do or has no practical name. Actually, the Lord's names already existed because of his transcendental activities. The Lord is sometimes called Guna Karma Nama because he is named according to his transcendental activities. For example, Krishna means all attractive. This is the Lord's name because his transcendental qualities make him very attractive. As a small boy, he lifted Govardhan Hill, and in his childhood he killed many demons. Such activities are very attractive, and therefore he is sometimes called Giridhari, Madhusudan, Aganishudana, and so on. Because he acted as the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is called Nanda Tanuja. These names already exist, but since non-devotees cannot understand the names of the Lord, he is sometimes called Anama, or nameless. This means that he has no material name. All his activities are spiritual, and therefore he has spiritual names. Generally, the less intelligent men are under the impression that the Lord has no form. Therefore, he appears in his original form as Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, to carry out his mission of participating in the battle of Kurukshetra and pastimes to protect the devotees and vanquish the demons. Panitranaya sadhanam vinasaya cha duskritim. Therefore, this is his mercy. For those who think that he has no form and no work to do, Krishna comes to show them that indeed he works. He works so gloriously that no one can perform such uncommon acts. Although he appeared as a human being, he married 16,108 wives, which is impossible for a human being to do. The Lord performs such activities to show people how great he is, how affectionate he is, and how merciful he is. Although his original name is Krishna, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, he acts in unlimited ways, and therefore, according to his work, he has many, many thousands of names. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Paskacha Desatarane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies the activities of Srila Prabhupada. This particular verse, as commented upon by Srila Sridhar Swami, is about Anama Rupani, that the Lord has no material name or material form. Srila Prabhupada goes on at great length in the purport to describe how unintelligent people, they do not understand this. Every verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam is portrayed and depicted and described by Srila Prabhupada in his activities, in his attitude, in his preaching. Srila Prabhupada gave the whole world the transcendental name of Krishna. Generally, in the world religions, God does not have a name. In some world religions, it is forbidden to utter the name of God. In other world religion, they say God has no name, or he has no form, or he has... So Srila Prabhupada gave... Sridhar Swami comments in this verse that the essence of understanding Bhagavan Sri Krishna is to understand that he has transcendental pastimes. He has transcendental names. Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport that Krishna had transcendental names on account of his transcendental pastimes way before the atheistic or the unintelligent people decided that their conclusion was that God had no name. Way before this, Krishna had so many thousands of transcendental names, the names of which describe his qualities and his pastimes in his lila. So Krishna has so many transcendental names. And Srila Prabhupada has given these transcendental names to the whole world, to the whole of humanity. Srila Prabhupada gave ISKCON to the world. One time here in Vrindavan, on the Vyasasan, Srila Prabhupada, he explained that when we eat, it is better to eat alone. By eating alone, one can meditate on Krishna as the prasadam. One can take prasadam to his satisfaction without overeating and obtain full nutritional benefit from the prasad. He said, it is best to eat alone. Srila Prabhupada ate alone every day. At his meals, he sat alone, meditating on Krishna. Srila Prabhupada continued. He said, to talk, it is better if two people have the discussion. For two people talking, you can have a meaningful exchange by hearing, by chanting, by exchanging views. He said, two is the best number to talk. He said, for walking, three is the best number. Srila Prabhupada said, to eat, one is the best number. To talk, two is the best number. For walking, he said, three is the best number, because the person who falls behind, he is obliged to keep up with the other two. He says, three is the best number for walking. He said, for making an important decision, four is the best number. If there is an important decision, three other people should be consulted, and four people together, they should make this important decision. He said, but for spiritual life, he said, the most number possible, this is the best number. So the most number possible is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is why Srila Prabhupada founded and created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that me, so that you could associate with as many devotees as possible all over the world. This manifestation, this founding of ISKCON, this spreading of ISKCON, this establishing of ISKCON is this Anama Rupani. God has no material name. He has a transcendental spiritual name on account of his transcendental spiritual activities, and these transcendental names are not material. These transcendental names are capable of fully purifying us from material consciousness and freeing us from material contamination, from the cycle of samsara, from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Srila Prabhupada has spread all over the world the holy names of ISKCON. He instructed us to do Nagar Kirtan, to go out and to give the holy names to people, and to give them books to explain what was the philosophy behind this, so that people can read the comments of great commentators like Srila Sridhar Swami. ISKCON, Vrindavan, means spiritual life. The devotees here are acting according to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. The deity worship that we do, the Bhagavatam that we read, the prasadam that we offer, the activities that we do, the kirtan, the 20, all of this was Srila Prabhupada's direct instruction of how we can influence people to become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada's goal was to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said every town and village. Each time someone visits, they come here, they hear the holy names, they take prasadam, they are instructed to chant a round of japa. Every time they take a book, this is helping to fulfill the prophecy, the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna's name will be in every town and village. Srila Prabhupada is the person who has fulfilled this prophecy of Mahaprabhu. For many years, our guest house here that Srila Prabhupada instructed his disciple Surabhi to build, he said he wanted a nice facility so Western people can come and appreciate Krishna. We're already filled to capacity. We were filled a long time ago. So as an overflow for extra rooms, extra facilities, particularly in the time of our festivals, we have for a long time used an ashram which is behind Fogel Ashram called, we call it Temple Gardens. The bridge buses, they call this place the postman, he delivers letters to Patakji Bagicha. Patak, Mr. Patak, he is the owner, Bagicha is the garden. It's a temple, it has nice, adequate space, flowers and trees, and it's a very nice place. Very spacious, very nice. So Patak Ji Bagicha, I was down there visiting one day, some years ago. I was visiting someone who was staying there. The guest house was full. And at that particular, I've been many times, but at that particular time, the boundary wall was broken. There was a gate, a rough passageway in the boundary wall, and on the property behind, some apartments were being built. So I was curious, just the building materials, and so I was waiting for my friend. I was curious. I went in and I was looking at the apartments, two-story apartments, a line of them, which were being constructed. And Mr. Patak, he saw me. He was thinking, oh, perhaps I'm a prospective buyer. So he appeared, and I was talking to him. He said, are you interested? I said, no, sir, I'm just waiting for my friend, and I'm just... So we were talking, and then he discerned from me that I had come here to Vrindavan right in the very beginning, before the Krishna Balaram temple was built. We were living in Radha Damodar upstairs in the rooms above Srila Prabhupada's room. And he said, you have been here since that time. I said, yes, coming and go, sir, but that's when I first came. He said, tell me. He said, what was your impression of Vrindavan at that time? I said, sir, I said, you have to understand that when I was first came, I was just a young boy. And I didn't know anything about Vrindavan, anything about Krishna, just the things that Srila Prabhupada had taught me in the few books that he had published at this time. I said, I'm not a very intelligent person. I cannot grasp the concept so easily. I had just newly come. I said, I could not give an accurate understanding of what Vrindavan was, so there is no point to ask me. He said, nevertheless, he said, what was your observation of Vrindavan at that time? I said, sir, to my material vision, it looked like the place was crumbling and decaying, and that no one was spending a single rupee anywhere on the upkeep of Vrindavan. I said, that's how it looked to me. He looked at me for 20 or 30 seconds, and he spoke. He said, Prabhu. I was surprised. He said, Prabhu. He said, it was much worse than that. He said, any money that did come into Vrindavan, he said, there was a mad scramble and people were grabbing and thrusting into both of their pockets. He said, it wasn't until Bhaktivedanta Swami established such a wonderful standard of worship in the Krishna Balaram temple. He said, he forced every single temple in Vrindavan to raise its standards. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Srila Prabhupada, he is unique. Absolutely unique. In what he has done here in Vrindavan and also around the world to spread the transcendental holy name of Krishna, and in so doing to purify people all over the world. I have here an article I took a few months ago from a newspaper in London, the Times of London. The Times of London is a very prestigious newspaper all around the world, very, very prestigious. And they take great pains, great scrutiny in describing their articles, very, very authentic and genuine. In this article, they are quoting findings by a research company called Mintel. So Mintel is a leading research company in which they get research information and data to be used by business people. So people, they can pay a lot of money and get Mintel to research in a particular area. And as well as this, they have a journal in which all of their research is published each year. So they have in the catering industry and the automotive industry, they're a very, very leading authority on research for the business community. So the Times of London, they have quoted from an article that Mintel has published, and I'd like to read some things from this. The article is, More People Go Vegetarian. Britain was once very much a nation of meat eaters. No longer. One in eight adults is either vegetarian or vegan. Research suggests rising to one in five among those aged 25 years old. According to the study by Mintel, to coincide with World Vegetarian Day, 12% of adults and 20% of 16 to 24-year-olds are vegetarian or vegan in England today. Research also found, because they're doing business studies for business people, that 12% of food and drink products launched, new products that came on the market, were vegetarian. Up from 6% in 2009. Now it's 12%. 12% of the food that's sold in the market is vegetarian foodstuffs. It says the value of the vegetarian market grew to £650 million. I think that's 65 crores of rupees. This is the value of the market for the vegetarians. So, when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, pure vegetarian food was very, very rare. It was very difficult to get pure vegetarian food that wasn't contaminated by animal products. It was very, very rare. But because of the efforts of the devotees to distribute prasadam, because of the very, very strong propaganda we were making, no meat, no fish, no eggs, the vegetarian market. So Srila Prabhupada has influenced the world, both in India and all over the world, by this Anama Rupani philosophy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So every single verse describes, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, describes and depicts the activities of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Many people, this chapter, this verse, the purport, is describing Anami, Rupani, the transcendental names and forms of the Lord, and how unintelligent people do not understand this. So there are unintelligent people who do not understand the activities and the preaching of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada launched a magazine many, many years ago, before he came to the Western countries, I think 1939. He described Back to Godhead, the Back to Godhead magazine. And he described to us many, many times, many, many lectures, our purpose is to go back to Godhead. However, there are some unintelligent or some less intelligent commentators who have not the vision nor the potency of Srila Prabhupada in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, and they say that we did not come from the spiritual world. We have come from Brahma Jyoti, we have come from there, the Jiva has come from here, come from there. He has never been with Krishna. This is actually a very important point of discussion. Because if we have come from the spiritual world, as Srila Prabhupada has described in so many places, then, as Srila Prabhupada describes, it's simply a question of remembering our spiritual constitution and going back to that same self state from which we have come. However, if we have not come from the spiritual world, we've never been where, we've come from somewhere else, then we have to learn so many spiritual activities, so many spiritual things. We have to learn to become gopis, to become cowherd boys, to do this in order that when we die we can go back to that consciousness. So this is responsible for creating so much sahajya understanding and sahajya mentality. When I was a young boy here in India and we were collecting money, membership to build the various temples, Hyderabad, Bombay, Mayapur, here, we had traveling Sankirtan programs. The Brahmacharis here yesterday, they went out, 9 of them, and the driver, they're going to go all the way down to South India, all the way for 3 months, distributing books and collecting. And this has been a program which Srila Prabhupada founded which he encouraged. So today, this is another aspect of the devotees here at the Krishna Balaram temple following what Srila Prabhupada wanted. I found when I was explaining to people what the Krishna consciousness movement was, what were our objectives, what were our goals, inviting people to assist in some capacity, I found that when the conversation came to the point, our discussion, I was in some man's office discussing with him, he would say, "Where is your guru from? Where does your Guruji, where does he come from?" I would say, "Oh, he's from Calcutta." And the conversation would be finished. I was very surprised a few times. What is going, you know? He'd say, "Okay, thank you very much, I'm busy." And he would take his phone calls. He would just ignore me. He was rude. I thought, what have I said? What have I done? Well, I was very, very surprised. Then after some time, one very kind man, he was from the Madhva Sampradaya, nice pundit. He explained to me, he said, "Prabhuji," he said, "in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are 54 branches. And he said, all but just a few of them are out and out Sahajiya. He said, so as soon as you're mentioned Calcutta," he said, "no respectable Vaishnava, he's not interested in anything you say. Because this Sahajya has been very, very prominent, very, very common in the Gaudiya Sampradaya." So it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was Bhaktisiddhanta, it was Srila Prabhupada who has given a proper understanding. So part of Srila Prabhupada's proper understanding is that we are going back to Godhead. We have been with Krishna, we have been attracted, we have used our independence, we are in the material world, we can go back to the material world by a process of purification. It's not that we have to learn things. One newspaper reporter says, "What are you teaching?" He said, "I've simply come to teach you what you have forgotten." So it's not that we have to go to Radhakund, we have to be. All we have to do is follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions that ISKCON is following now around the world and here in Vrindavan. We can awaken our remembrance of Krishna by simple acts of seva. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati advised the people in the Gaudiya Math that he founded that each day they should do 3 services to other Vaishnavas. If your service is offering prasad, this is not service to 3 other Vaishnavas. This is your prescribed seva. But outside of your seva, to 3 Vaishnavas, do a random act of service, a random act of kindness. And in this attitude, this humility, this learning to serve the Vaishnavas, from this purification will take place and remembrance of our original position with Krishna. Not that we simply do our duty, we simply take care of ourselves. No, this seva, service to the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada, he had a lifetime of service. He wanted to serve the whole world by taking to the whole world the transcendental name of Krishna, Anama Rupani. And we can learn this mood of Srila Prabhupada by serving each other, by serving the people who come, and by assisting Srila Prabhupada in serving the whole world. Those people who did not want to develop this service attitude, there is unlimited service here in this temple. There is unlimited service in Vrindavan. There is unlimited service in giving books and instructing people on Krishna's holy name all over the world through the agency of Krishna. There's unlimited service. There is lifetimes of service. And those people who did not want to serve humbly, but wanted to make a career out of being devotees, they have left, they have gone to some other institutions where they are big devotees there, or they have made their own movements. So many Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they have gone, they have started their own movements, they're the Mahant, they're in charge. I was talking to one of the cloth wallahs just out here yesterday, and he said that someone who was in ISKCON, he's left ISKCON, he's started his own movement, he asked him to make 10,000 bead bags with an embroidered picture of him on the bead bag. And the cloth wallah said, Prabhuji, I cannot do this. I can give you the bead bag with Mahaprabhu's picture. I can give you the bead bag with Krishna's picture. I will be very happy to give you the bead bag with Srila Prabhupada's picture. But he said, he turned down 10,000 bead bags. He turned them down. He wanted his picture on all the embroidered on all the. He said, no, I cannot. So those people who do not want to serve simply in ISKCON for their purification, to remember their original constitution, they have gone to other places and started their own business, their own career, but it's not necessary. Everything is here in ISKCON. There is no need to go anywhere. And everything, Srila Prabhupada has given us everything, and everything is here for our purification, so that we can understand and we can distribute Anami Rupani. ISKCON was founded, ISKCON has been developed, ISKCON is going on so nicely all over the world by the sincere devotees who want to fulfill Mahaprabhu's prophecy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prophecy, Srila Prabhupada's lifetime of service. Srila Prabhupada, he has given the transcendental names of Krishna, Nami, Rupani, and distributed them all over India, all over the world. It is so wonderful to be amongst you very pure devotees, very sincere devotees, who are here in Vrindavan despite all of the hardships, serving Srila Prabhupada's mission exactly as he set it up when he opened and founded and instructed us how to conduct ourselves, how to do our preaching in this Krishna Balaram temple. It is wonderful to see you. It is wonderful to be here. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyaskra Pasindu Bhayavacha Patit Pava Pavnebhyo Vaishnavyebo Namo Namah. We have 6 or 7 minutes. Does anyone have any question? Does anyone have any comment? Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Usually in some ISKCON centers, basically, I have seen bead bags with Guru Maharaj's photos. So what about that? Is it fine or it has something to do with what you are quoting?
Okay, to what I was referring, the clothwala, he had been in the ISKCON Gurukul. So those of you who live here, you will know who he is. He was in the Gurukul. He understands ISKCON movement. He understands the preaching of ISKCON. He understands the ambition of those people who left ISKCON to start their own movement, and he did not want to participate in this but your Guru Maharaj in ISKCON, whoever he would be very happy to make bead banks of this. I was making the point that people leave ISKCON for some career development, not for seva. You cannot, it's not possible to say there is no opportunity for seva in ISKCON, so I had to leave to do seva. I had to go somewhere else for pure bhakti. This is complete nonsense. And it is, in my opinion, my contention is that by drifting away from the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, from his ISKCON institution, on how exactly to conduct ourselves, all the program, we are simply going towards sahajya, a sahajya understanding, as most of the Gaudiya Sampradaya is. Only a few of the 54 branches are following properly, according to. So this Klathwala, this was a comment on the material ambition of the person who has gone somewhere else for his own career. Is there any other question? Any other comment? Srila Prabhupada, one time we were walking, each morning he would go for a walk. About 6 o'clock, he would walk and then come back for the greeting of the deities at 7. So we were walking along the Chatikara road toward Chatikara. Of course, now the municipality has named it Bhaktivedanta Marg in recognition of Srila Prabhupada's So we were walking along Bhaktivedanta Marg, then known as Chatikar Road. And in those days it was all fields. They grew a lot of mustard for the mustard oil. It was all fields and jungle all the way to the Delhi Road. And way out there, there was one ashram, which one Delhi person was sponsoring, and this particular ashram was for Mayavad sannyasis. Paka Mayavads. Actually, they've got no idea how many, but they think there's something like 25 million wandering sadhus in India. This is an estimate. How will you know for sure? But they think there's 25 million. Most of these are actually what we would vanaprastha. They're actually people who have left their home. They're not swamis. They're not sannyasis. This ashram was for Paka Mayavad sannyasis who were initiated into Ekadanda. They were following strictly according to their codes and so on. So there was an ashram there in which they could stay for 3 days. They wouldn't cook or make fire. They would come in every day, walk in to get for madhukuri, to get bhiksha, to get prasad from different, and that was their food. So we were walking out towards the Delhi Road. They were walking in towards Vrindavan, and from about 10 feet away, they both stopped together they bowed their heads to Srila Prabhupada and they said, Namo Narayan. Srila Prabhupada immediately responded, Hare Krishna. And he walked on, we passed, he walked on, another 10 feet was separating us. Srila Prabhupada stopped and he banged his cane on the road. Banged his cane. He said, why you did not offer respect to these men? And one of the devotees said, Prabhupada, they were Mayavadis. Prabhupada banged his cane again. He banged his cane on the... He said, they are sannyasi. You must respect the order of sannyas. Prabhupada was angry. Why you are not paying respect to these men? The Buddha said, Prabhupada, they're Mayavadi. Prabhupada said, they are sannyasi. You must respect the order of sannyas. So intrinsic, as a part of our preaching, we must be respectful to everyone. But we must be very strong in adhering to and holding to the Bhaktivedanta purpose. Not that we will change what Srila Prabhupada said to fit in with what someone else has said. No one has the stature. No one has the understanding. Prabhupada was chosen. Of all of the candidates, of all of the possibilities, of all of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada was chosen to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So to think that he does not have the proper understanding, that someone has a better understanding, that we should not really take that, it's just foolishness. So although we must pay respects to all of the Vaishnavas, Vanchakalpa, we must pay respects to all of the Vaishnavas, still our salvation, our destiny, our liberation, our service, our engagement is according to Srila Prabhupada, the law books for 10,000 years. And the way to cultivate a proper understanding is by sincerity, by purity, by humility, by being uncomfortable with any praise that anyone gives us, and to be excited about recognizing and praising the qualities of the other Vaishnavas. This is Srila Prabhupada's movement. This is ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is Anami Rupani. Hare Krishna.